love you, God. Come on, put a smile on your face. It's a great day to praise a great God. Oh, glory, God. We love you and we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. You are welcome in this place. I thank you, Lord God, that we will not deny your power this morning. The power that's in our praise, even, God. We give our lives this very moment all to you. We focus all on you, God. Your greatness, your might, your wonder. You're awesome. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Come on, open your mouth and tell him something this morning. You're great. You're awesome. You're mighty in this place. You're awesome in this place. You're a wonder. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Come on, keep telling him something. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. We're not gonna win. We win. Come on, say that. We win. Come on, repeat after me. We win. We win. We win. We win because of the blood that was shed of Jesus Christ. We receive it this morning. Hallelujah. We win. Glory to God. That's a reason to praise him. Come on, make it personal. I win. When I wake up in the morning, sure enough, when I woke up this morning, I thank you, Lord God, that you made me a winner. Come on, can you say thank you, God? Because of you, I'm a winner. Hallelujah. He's the Lord God. He's the King of glory. That means we're children of glory. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands on one accord, everybody in the house. We come to praise you, God. We come to delight ourselves in your presence. Have your way in this place. Come on, everybody, clap like this. Come on, y'all feel his presence already. Come on, show some teeth. Big smiles this morning. I'm telling you, he's a good God. Don't be so shy. We're in the presence of our Father. Amen. Come on, sing.
Say, holy, holy, holy. Father, you are holy. There is no one else like you. You are faithful, faithful, faithful. Father, you are.
We have put our trust.
We have put our trust in you.
Back to the top.
Say holy, holy, holy. Father, you are holy.
There is no one else.
There is no one else like you.
Come on.
You are faithful, faithful, faithful. Father, you are faithful.
We have put our trust.
We have put our trust in you.
Our God who reigns.
Our God who reigns. We praise your name.
Praise to the only living God.
Praise to the holy faithful one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
We praise your name.
There is freedom to dance in your presence, freedom to walk in liberty, hallelujah, we praise your name.
Father, you are holy.
There is no one else.
There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah.
You are faithful. Faithful.
Yeah.
Faithful. Father, you are faithful.
We have put our trust.
We have put our trust in you.
Our God who reigns.
Our God who reigns.
We praise your name.
We praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise your name.
One more time, sing. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Hallelujah. We praise your name.
Hallelujah. Kind of flip the script a little bit. But But I woke up with a song in my heart this morning. We can do anything, because nothing is impossible. Come on, if you tap into this praise and worship this morning, you're going to get more than what you thought you were going to receive. Hallelujah. There's power in the house. There's power available. Through you, I can do anything. Come on, sing. I can do all things, for it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken.
Strongholds are broken.
I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
I believe
what you say.
I believe in
I believe what I say. I believe. Do you believe?
I believe.
Come on, keep singing.
I believe.
In you.
I believe.
If he says you're healed.
I believe.
If he says you're delivered.
I believe. In you.
Restore.
I believe.
Redeem.
I believe.
We're healthy.
I believe.
Our freedom flows.
I believe.
We're free.
I believe.
I'm free.
I believe.
I'm free to praise you.
I believe.
I'm free.
I believe.
I'm healed.
I believe.
I'm sealed by the blood. Totally at ease in the presence of our Father. Amen. Come on, it's time to take our praise and our worship to a whole nother level and dimension. Not too fast. Not too fast. Come on, keep your hands lifted up in an attitude of worship. Father, we thank you that the heavens are open. The gates are forever open, God. As we're aware, Lord God, of what you've already done for us, Father. We thank you that we can bring in an atmosphere, that we can tap into your power, even right now, God. We thank you for an open heaven. We've praised you from our hearts, God. We've been praying. We've been sowing. And we thank you for the rain, Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Glory to God.
Heavens are open, the gates are ever open. Lord, let us be open to the heavens are open, the gates are ever open. Lord, let us be open to Holy Spirit. the rain. We've been praying, we've been sowing, we've been crying, heaven's in the rain. We've been praying, we've been sowing, we are crying, heaven's in the rain. We've been praying, we've been sowing, we are crying, heaven's in the rain.
Come on, lift your hands in the presence of a holy God.
We've been praying, we've been sowing, Lord, we're crying, heaven's in the rain.
Come on, if you need rain in your life, if you desire the rain of the Holy Ghost in your life.
We've been praying, we've been sowing, we are crying, heaven's in the rain.
We've been praying, we've been sowing.
We've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying, heaven's in the rain.
We've been praying,
we've been praying, we've been sowing, we are crying, heaven's in the rain.
Come on, church, on one accord, sing out to the Lord this morning. His presence is here.
We've been sowing,
now we're crying.
We are crying, heaven's in the rain.
We've been praying,
we've been praying,
we've been sowing,
we've been sowing,
now we're crying.
We are crying, heaven's in the rain.
We've been praying.
Atmosphere is created for the Spirit of God to move among us and to bless us and to meet our needs and to give us direction. Just lift your hand and thank Him for it, that He's present. We're here together as a family. Amen. And we're expecting the Spirit of God to move in this house today. And not only on this house, but around the world. We're expecting people's hearts to be touching, minds to be touching, situation to be touched. Would you lift your hand? And would you thank Him for His presence? See, inviting God is so important. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Just lift your hand and thank Him if you will. My, 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 my. We thank You so much, Lord. And what You already have done for us. Welcome your presence. Welcome your presence to move in our lives today. Special. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, in me. Just thank him a few minutes. Keep on thanking him. We lift up holy hands. Acknowledge how good you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the person standing next to me. Thank you, their lives are blessed. Has he been good to you? Come on, keep them hands up. Oh, we glorify. Let the Lord be magnified in this house. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Well, this is a special day, isn't it? Two ways. Everybody sit down, all the mothers stand up. This is how all of us got here. Channel. I tell you, you talk about a father, you can talk about a brother and a sister, but you cannot replace that mother. I always go back to the days when I was young, and little boy. Anything come up to me, my daddy did pretty good. But until mama hand touched my head. How many know what I'm talking about? You mothers even know that. So we appreciate you. We bless you today. We hopefully that your children will honor you today as they should honor you. And I know they will. I pray God that they will. And for y'all to keep on living, keep looking young. Yeah, keep looking young. I'm going to bless you this morning. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Go ahead and clap. I thank you in Jesus' name. Every mother in this arena, every mother watching by internet, every mother in the world, that you would let them live long and strong and see their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We bless their life. Whatever they stand in need for today, we release it in the spirit world that it may come into their path. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to you. Maybe you see it. Happy Mother's Day. I want to ask all of you all to stop looking old. Wake up. Lift your head up. Smile. Get as many frown out of your face as you can get. You know, just check yourself. Check your face. I wonder if I'm frowning. I'm going to stop frowning. And don't go to feeling old. You hear me? No. Stay young. Stay young. And, stay young like Hazel, Ray and Hazel. Just sprouting around here, jumping up around here, looking good. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You have no idea. You have no idea how young he is. But you got to keep. See, it's your mind. It's your mind. You hang around a bunch of folks who want to talk about how old they are and how what they're going through. You will end up just like them. Hang around young folks. I was, my wife told me this morning, I'm in another world. My wife and then my second told me, this is a universal song, Happy. I heard the song the first time this morning. Happy. How many of y'all heard the song Happy? Don't mess with me. Happy. It's a universal song. Like a house with no roof. I I'm happy like a house with no roof. I like that. And I'm happy, yeah, see, that's it. I'm happy because it's the truth. Ain't nothing wrong with that song. Y'all heard it? Who heard it? I'm going to be happy in here this morning. That boy playing it too, boy. That's it. Happy. I think I'm going to preach about a little happiness today. We need to. The church have, then we're going to sing, then I'm going to come and minister Mother's Day. But the church have not heard enough message on being happy. Dwight Pate, many years ago, and the church kind of push him off, shove him off. You know what he was thinking about? He would say, think and be happy. That was a true statement, but we religious folks laughed at him. We didn't know no better. We wanted sorrow and grief so we can pray our way out of it. But nothing wrong with being happy. While I'm talking about happiness, look like you're happy. Give me a smile. Said that with that old sad face. The bill's going to get paid. Just be happy. I love it, man. Like a house with no roof. At first, my wife told me like a house with no ceiling. There's no limit. My goodness. Go ahead and y'all sing a little while. I'm going to come back and minister the word.
Who you are in Christ. Amen. Come on, we're going to dance a little bit this morning. Come on, everybody, put your hands together and praise the Lord. Oh, glory. I know who I am. I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come on, you're going to sing it loud this morning. Come on, get ready to dance before the Lord.
We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am.
We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
All I require.
All I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am.
Come on, don't be so cool.
What He says I am.
It's a good thing.
Where He says I'm at. I know who
I'm
I am.
I'm walking in power.
Walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I walk in miracles. I live a life of favor. Cause I know who I am.
Come on, put your hands together right here. Wake it up, wake it up, wake it up. Wake your praise up. Come on, Zion. Glory to God. Put a smile on your face if you know that you are a chosen generation. Come on, pump them. Y'all are too cool. Come on, come on, come on. We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation. We've been called for to show His excellence.
All I require for life,
all I require for
it's already been given me.
And I know who I am.
We are a chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation.
We've been called for.
All for to show.
Come on over here. Come on, we're praising Him now.
All I require for life, God has given me. I know who I am. I know who God says I am.
What He say?
What He says.
Where He says.
Where He says I am.
I know who.
I know who I am. I know who God says I am. What He says I am. Where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm walking in power.
Cause I know who I am.
Come on, say oh. Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
I know who.
I know who I am.
Come on, wake up if you know who you are.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I know who I am.
Break it down.
Take a look at me and my wonders. It doesn't matter who you see now. You see his glory. I know who I am. Take a look at me and my wonders. It doesn't matter who you see now. You see his glory. I know who I am. Take a look at me and my wonders.
Hey!
It doesn't matter who you see now. You see his glory. Cause I know who I am. Take a look at me and my wonders. It doesn't matter who you see now. Can you see his glory? Cause I know who I am.
Walking in power,
walking in power. Walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. Walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am.
I know who God says I am. What he says I am.
I know who God says I am.
What he says I am.
Where he says I'm at.
God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at, I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what he says I am, where he says I'm at, I know who I am. I know who God says I am, where he says I am, where he says I'm at, I know who I am.
Open your mouth. Hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid. Our life will be just as we say. If you would just open your mouth. Hallelujah. When we open our mouth. Everything that comes out, we're gonna see it. Every word that comes out, we're gonna be it. Hallelujah. If you say that you're healed and healthy, you're gonna see it. If you declare that you're wealthy, you're gonna be it. Yeah. If you would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. And you're gonna be it. If you would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. And you're gonna be it. You would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. You're gonna be it. If you would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. And you're gonna be it. So I say I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, and I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, and I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, and I'm strong, and I'm happy. If you would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. Some of you believe that? You're gonna be it. In this atmosphere, if you would just open your mouth, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. And you're gonna be it. So I say I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, and I'm happy. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, and I'm... Come on, you say it. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm strong, and I'm happy. I'm healthy, and I'm debt-free. I'm strong, and I threw that in there. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm debt free, and I'm happy. I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, I'm debt free, and I'm happy. If you would just open your mind, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it, and you're gonna be it. If you would just open your mind, everything that comes out, you're gonna see it. You're gonna be it. So I say I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm debt-free, and I'm married. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy. I change it. I'm debt-free, and I'm married. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm debt-free, and I'm married. I'm healthy. Come on, you know you wanna say it. I'm debt-free. If I would just open my mind, everything that comes out, I'm gonna see it, and I'm gonna be it. If I would just open my mind, everything that comes out, I'm gonna see it, and I'm gonna be it. So we say, we're healthy, we're wealthy, we're debt free, and we're married. We're healthy, we're wealthy, we're...
Come on, you say it over your own life. Come on, you say it. Come on, take this time and say what you want to say.
I'm
happily married. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm debt-free, happily married. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm debt-free, happily married. Because we all think our mind, everything that came out, we're gonna see it, and we're gonna be it, because we have opened our mouth. Everything that came out, we're gonna see it, and we're gonna be it, because we have opened our mouth. Everything that came out, we're gonna see it, and we're gonna be it. Do you receive it?
You all paid attention. You all paid attention to those words? Huh? Wow, man. Y'all ought to cut up more than that. It says, if you open your mouth and say it, you'll see it. Everything that came out, we're going to see it. Then they step forward. We're going to be it. Wow. Man, we've had service here this morning, man. Wow. Wow. I wasn't stopping because it was getting so good. I was enjoying myself. My, my, my. Where'd that song come from? Huh? The Spirit. You never did that before. Wow. I might cut some of these songs, boy. The body of Christ need to hear that. I know I need to hear it. That's a revelation. What the rest of it said? I'm happy. I'm healthy. The chance I'm happy to marry, didn't it? I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm debt-free. Happily married. Huh? She got a shirt on. Faith. What that say?
Faith Girls Rock.
Faith Girls Rock. Yeah. We're rocking up here this morning, boy. That's $1,500 check. It got on the bottom in the memo. No collar. No collar. Y'all come down to Round. I'm going to be at Round. Y'all come to Round. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Come to Round. I bet you'll never be broke again. So y'all get down to Hope of Glory Thursday night. I said get down to Hope of Glory Thursday night. Now, I have so much information that I want to share with you today. Sit down and get your Bibles. Just write this in your note. The I am happy identity of the believer. I am happy. Say, I am happy. You know, let me give you a definition of what happy mean or happiness mean. It's pleasure, contentment, satisfaction. A state of well-being. Enjoyment. The church needs to hear this. Yes, discovering the truth. Yes, joy. Joyfulness. Are you listening? Yes. Cheerfulness. Merriment. Being merry. Delight. Good spirit. Yes, lightheartedness. Good God Almighty. Exuberance. How you pronounce this word? You got to put it on the board so they can see it. Exhilaration, I believe it is. Elation, ecstasy, jubilation, rapture, bliss, blissfulness, euphoria, transport of delight. the church have not understood this. Let me go back to some things we talked about in the scriptures. And if you will learn how to function in your interior forces, write these words down, because what have happened is, like that song Happy, this boy singing all over the world, talking about as a house without a roof. And I know it's the truth. The church has been worried. And messages like this have not been preached to the church. They preach about sin and all the other things, but they never tell the people that God want them happy. The book of Proverbs, I looked up this morning, it got a many texts talk about being happy in the book of Proverbs. But I want to go back over some things with you. I just want to talk about one or two of them, then I'm going to go to the main text. But I showed to you three or four times in a spiritual moment, people were overwhelmed with the presence of God, and they said to him, "Here am I," or "Here I am."
Yes, sir, sir.
They surrendered.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't quite know what you want to do,
yes,
but I'm going to surrender to you and trust you.
Right. Yes, sir.
And then there are scriptures also in the book of Exodus when Moses was going to, God was sending him to get the children of Israel set free from slavery. Moses asked a question, and this is a question we have to answer and know about, and that's what I want to deal with this morning. Who am I?
Right.
You see, who am I? And that's a question I think has validity, because for some reason I've watched in the body of Christ, it's one of the major problems that Christians who really love God suffering for nothing.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Because they don't really know who they are.
Right. That's right.
From, listen to me very carefully now, from within.
Right.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
From within. Remember, we work from within.
Right.
Our power, yep, our joy, yes, our victory, our strength,
yes, sir,
is all within. You see, if you don't understand that, you're going to be trying to deal with effects.
Yeah. Hey, right.
With effects.
Right.
On the outside, it's nothing but effects.
Right.
But on the inside is causation.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
It's the cause.
Right.
And so when we work from within, we can cause the effect on the outside like we want it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Problem. Problems. Problems come in our lives. If you try to work with the problem without, you're going to work with a problem with a problem.
With a problem. That's right. That's right.
The solution is always what?
Inside.
Within and inside.
Right.
On the inside. Within. So the I am concept is a inner concept. It's not looking to change things from the outside. But it's your ability, because you have the life of Christ in you. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. Don't look here, don't look there. And he told us, seek ye first the kingdom. What he's saying is, Jesus said, get back on the inside. That is where you rule and you reign as a believer from the inside. Everybody say from the inside. Now listen. There are interior forces.
Yes, sir.
Write them words down. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge,
amen,
truth,
yes,
power,
yes,
success,
yes,
on the inside of you.
Yes.
Nobody who is a Christian is a failure.
Amen.
What your family didn't have, you can have it. As you learn to live from the inside, from within. I think what have happened with the scriptures, what have happened with Revelation, we have tried to use them on the outside. material is the last effect. We cannot have it first. We got to come out from the inside and make it happen. Then material things will never master you. You always will be material things master. They don't tell you where you can go, what you can do. You always tell them where we're going. So I want you to understand the I am revelation, because I want to take you further this morning. Jesus was living by the I am revelation. That's why even now and then he would say, I am the bread of life. I am living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the light. See, he knew who he was from the inside. You have to know who you are from the inside. All right. I can talk and talk and talk, but I want to show you some scripture now. You remember in Acts 17:28, it says, in him we live. Turn to Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and what? Now, when you say and have our being, understand what is being said there. Being is talking about the I am-ness of your life because of Christ living in you. See, you're not just a human being. You heard me? You're not just a human being. There's another aspect of your being that you have to, all right, let me give you three words. You have to recognize, number one, but recognition is not enough for your inner being. You have to recognize, you got to recognize, you have to recognize, but then there must come to a point of a realization. It become real to you. The inner being, your supernatural being, becomes real to you after recognizing, and it become a realization. All next going to be manifestation and demonstration and creation. Because on the inside, you are a creative being. You have the ability to call things that be not as though they are, because they will obey you, because you're talking from a creative standpoint of the inside, within. Say within. See, that's where we got to live from, within. You're a beautiful little girl, but you got to live from within. See. Just the outside look, not going to get it. To have power, to have victory in the spirit world, you got to make the inside pretty. See, you understand what I'm saying? See, there's no failure in this room. I don't care how long you've been going through it. If you're listening to me this morning, I'm going to show you some scriptures. If you're listening to me this morning, you're coming out smelling like a rose. You heard me? Is it? Yeah. See, the worry, the anxiety, the stress, the belief of defeat, doubt, all are outside circumstances working on you as if God didn't mean what he said. But what God said, he meant for it to be worked, Leon, from the inside. See, that's why faith really don't work on the outside. Faith work from the inside, and the results of faith. You see what I'm saying? And so if you're trying to work your faith from the outside, looking at what's happening, whoa. If you're trying to work faith by trying to look out and see what's happening, faith don't look at what's happening. See, you got me? Faith, write this down. Faith is the thing that make it happen. But faith headquarters is on the inside. Faith really don't care how things look. But why? Because faith knows, you listening to me? Everything on the outside at any moment is subject to change. I ain't gonna hoop and holler this morning. Y'all don't let me talk to y'all this morning. So any stress, any worry, any fear, any limitation, any lack, any attack that you have this morning, you're about to deal with it. You have what it takes. It's not religion. It's not just going to church. It's not just singing a song. There are certain things you have to know supernaturally. Things that can create on the inside of you. And you can cause things to manifest. You can rule. You can reign. You can have dominion over everything. Where from? Say within. One more time, interior forces. I want you to write it down. Interior forces, inner strength, inner power is on the inside of your I am-ness. In him, from the inside, we live, we move, we have our being. The reason you have to have your being first, you got to be before you can do. And if you understand your being from the inside, you're not going to be able to do. And if you can't do, you can't have. Write in your notes, being, doing, and having. I want to walk in this house today. Being, doing, and having. You cannot be unless you have an inner understanding of the truth. You have to have an inner understanding of the truth before you can be. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. Every household, every family, every mother, every child, every person in the sound of my voice changed today. Everything that's been regulating you after the day, you're going to regulate it. Amen. I have any witness over here? Amen. All right. Let's just go to a few scriptures now. I want to go back to two scriptures to point out something very, very important. I think in Exodus 3:14, make a note of that because I'm not going to go to it. When the Lord spoke to Moses, Moses was trying to find out who he was. And Moses said, yeah, I am. Then the Lord put him in another category. He said, Moses, I am that I am. Tell them, I am that I am. In other words, I'm whatever you need me to be at any given moment. In other words, you can't come up with a category of need or something you want me to do that I'm not. Listen, write the statement down. I am, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. Exodus 3:14. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. See, now, I want you to get the reality of that in your mind. And another thing we've been doing, trying to get a lot of things in our heart and be empty-minded. Wow. No, if you read the scripture closely, that's another thing. We have not dealt with the mind enough. Uh-huh. Remember she was saying, I thought she was saying open your mind. They say open your mouth, but your mouth don't open unless your mind open. You got a closed mind, you got a closed mouth. But you just ain't saying that, just talking. But I'm talking about things being effective, all right? Now, so Moses, he said, Moses, tell. Now, I want to identify you with that I am that I am. I want you to know you're carrying the same power. The same power that God carries, you carry. Because you got his DNA. You his child. Talk to me now. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. Now, I want you to be aware of this because what I'm going to show you this morning gonna erase all excuses for your complaints. Matter of fact, I won't say it the ugly way. From this day forward, your complaints are going to be ignorance. It's gonna be your ignorance coming out of you instead of your I am coming out of you. And in the church have a lot of ignorance coming out of them because they don't recognize the potential of their I am-ness. Insecurity. Worried about something. Somebody in here worried about something. How I'm going to make it. That's ignorance. You have to be ignorant to believe God not going to take care of you. So instead of insecurity and ignorance coming out of us, we want our identity. Another word strong here. Once we reveal this morning at Father, intimacy. You can't get close to God from the outside. No, your inside got to bring the outside closeness. Listen, here's a scripture, the Lord, very favorite scripture of many of us in here, but with his I am identity, this is the way the scripture works. John 15:7, please. John 15:7. It's an inside job. Look at somebody and tell them it's an inside job. Tell them if you've been losing anyway. Say, if you've been losing anyway, you've been trying to handle it from the outside. With scriptures. Scriptures does not work on the outside. Wow. But man, I've been saying it. Yeah, you've been saying it, but it hadn't hit your heart yet. And you have not been saying it. Listen to me. Listen. You listening?
Yes, sir.
With the right credentials.
Yes,
sir. See. Hey, your credentials are within you. They're not on you. They're not around you. They're in you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Your I am happiness is the fact that you have the ability to make it supernaturally happen. God's ability is on the inside of you. You're not a regular person. We don't see all of you. All of you really on the inside. Some of you on the outside. You hear me? You understand what I'm saying? So the I am-ness of you starts a supernatural flow that take control of your environment. It takes control of your atmosphere, and it produces a conditioning. You got it? Atmosphere, environment, conditioning.
I am
health.
I am abundant.
I am longevity.
I am wealth.
I am prosperity.
I am money.
You can have all you want of all these things. If you work from an inner flow, to get that, inner flow, get that. An inner flow. An inner flowing. An inner focus. An inner fight. An inner feeling. An inner freshness. Nobody. Now I understand being interdependence on one another, the body of Christ, but really nobody has to do nothing for me. If my I am is synchronized with God's will, God's imagination, God's mind, God's consciousness, what's it? Was a rap? What rap? Oh, it's a roll. See, listen to me. The Holy Spirit walked through this place today. Listen. We've been having too much church and not enough church. You know, he talked about in Ephesians, when he talked about the church at the last verses in Ephesians 1, man, the church is the head. But she must work from if, go back to if you abide in me. It's been a, most of y'all have memorized this verse. But it does not work for sin. If you don't understand what I'm saying now. John 15:7 don't mean nothing. You can quote it. You can write it. You can write it down and type it. And put it on your computer. It doesn't matter if the spirit and life of it is not a reality to you. You'll stand face to face with a problem and the problem will whip you every time. But if you recognize that verse is talking about your I am-ness. Jesus says your I am-ness is here. If you abide, watch the word. What's the next word? In me. And my word abide what?
In you.
You see? You see where it's at? It's both in them. You shall act what you will and shall be done to you. Now that's why the last part of that verse says, you can make a demand upon what is rightfully yours and it will obey you. The reason things are not obeying the children of God as it should obey them, because they're operating without where the problem is. They're not operating from their strength, from their inner strength on the inside, using those interior forces. Now, until that is realized, you are not able to occupy. Yeah. Wow. Let's go back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's go back there a minute. I won't get a hold of it. I got a lot of nuggets. My secretary knows how much nuggets I got in this Bible right here. Because I called her last night, called her this morning. I mean, just stuff, because I had stuff just keep coming out of me. But we got to master this scripture. I'm going to say something that's going to give religious trouble. But you write this down. I want you to go over this and over this again because it's hot off the press. Grace put us in the same space with God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Grace give us the divine ability to act like God.
Thank you, Lord.
Act like Jesus. Thank you. Act like the Holy Spirit. We're going to find out that grace placed upon us the I am that I am anointed. Or within us. The I am that I am anointing rises up in the individual who recognize that by grace they have been made the same thing that God is.
Wow.
Wow. Two people over here believe what I say. Y'all talk to them over here. Cause you got to be listening because I'm saying a lot of stuff. And I'm not saying religious stuff, so you got to be listening. This is new. I say this is new. Tell a point next to this is new. This is fresh. All right. And it's going to put you in a position to handle the evenness. It's an evil time. We're in another generation now. So you're going to have to be more powerful. You're going to have to be in the ability that what happened on the outside don't shake you up. Some of these laws, some of these things they're going to make legal that is not right won't shake you up. Because you're going to know it can't touch me. See, even she said, thank you for the blood.
Yeah.
Even the blood is ineffective
right.
On the outside.
Right.
The blood just red on the outside.
Yeah.
But on the inside, the blood has power.
Yeah.
You're destined. When you were born again, You wasn't born again on the outside. Right. When the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. Right. Everything's still old on the outside. Yeah. Until you let the inside change it. Why I don't go where I used to go? Something on the inside changed my destiny. Know the reason I don't want to go? I got something better. Now, come on, you got to die. You got all this outside effort, all this outside performance, all this outside religious stuff, got to die up in here this morning. See, this outside stuff. I'm trying to break a habit from the outside. That's where the habit at. You got to go where it's happening at to break a habit. So look at the scripture. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Know what we're saying now? Yet not I, right?
Yes, sir.
But Christ what?
Lives in me.
Wait, where you live at?
In me.
Where the word at?
In me.
If you abide in me, in my word, all right. Christ lives in me. And the life, all right, here we are.
Yes, sir.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, let me tell you, it's a particular kind of life. I live by the faith of the Son of God,
yes, sir,
who loved me and gave himself for me. Now go back up to that first two words in that verse. Now go to the next word.
Crucified.
See, you never see there's a crucifixion in that verse, and there's a resurrection. That's why 2 Corinthians 5:17 is explained right here. See, things I used to do, I don't do them no more, because I'm not living from the outside anymore. I'm living now from the inside. You understand, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now go to the next verse, the 21st verse, because it tells us something. See, when you live from the outside and complain about I can't make it and look into a human being to help you, and you're a supernatural being, got all the help you need, what you're doing is you're frustrating the grace of God. Because the grace of God take you back to Exodus 3:14.
Yes,
sir. I am that I am. You can't get no better than that. And you won't understand that from the outside. You got to understand that from the inside. Say it, I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Because he is.
Because he is.
And he lives in me.
See,
God want to live his life through you from the inside. And he wants you to live in the same power. And Jesus wants you to have, watch this now. Jesus wants you to have the same encounters with the Father that he had. The devil has nothing to do with this. See, the devil only business is on out. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you. The only business the devil have is on the outside. You a Christian? You can't be possessed. But you can be oppressed on the outside. You can be depressed on the outside. You cannot be depressed on the inside. The next time you feel depression, you recognize, oh, I better get back in the apostle, say I'm outside. The next time you feel defeated, recognize that I'm outside. Next time you sick and can't get well, recognize you're outside. Next time you broke and can't get a breakthrough, recognize you're on the outside. Somebody give God praise. It's a praise moment here. It's a praise moment. Because everybody listening to my voice, listen to the voice of the Spirit this morning, you're going to live on a new turf just from this one service. I said just from this one service.
Thank you, Lord.
The only territory that the enemy can work in is outside. Satan is not in me. The devil is not in me. So if I want to override what he's doing on the outside, all I got to do is work from the inside. Because the powers that's on the inside of me, all success, all attainment, all blessing come from the inside of me. Nobody can stop my blessing. Nobody can stop my breakthrough. Nobody can stop my victory. But me. And I'm not planning on stopping it. Talk to me, Apostle.
Talk to me, Apostle.
May I say it this way, just how much you people, you don't like to hear that too much. You people, I'm gonna make y'all a special kind of you people.
Yeah, yeah,
next time they tell you you people, you're gonna dance. All right.
Yeah. You people.
Who knows how to live from the inside?
Yeah.
Don't care what color you are. Everyone under the sound of my voice is due a mountaintop experience. Don't worry about it. Don't have no fear. Because where you working from, the problem can't go, Satan can't go, and your enemy can't go. You're working from the inside to the outside, from within to without. We win from within. Right, sit down. Write it down. We win from within. Say it.
We win from within.
Say it again.
We win from within.
Say it again.
We win from within.
Write that down, because the next time at late at night when you by yourself and seem like things not going right, I want you to read that. Now, very carefully, very prayerfully. Now, y'all on the inside yet? All right, I want you. All I'm teaching is on the inside. And when you leave out here, I want you working from the inside, doing things on the outside. Now, this is miracle language. This is sign and wonders teaching. You're going to have so many signs and so many wonders. You see what I'm saying? Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you what the Spirit is saying. Listen very carefully, because it's for six people. The rest of y'all will take it. No one will leave here with discouragement today. Now, for at least six people, he told me, but probably for many more, but no one will leave here with discouragement, feeling like a failure. Yeah. Nothing don't seem to work for me. Well, that's over. Tell your neighbor, that's over. May I say something? You who are on the sound of my voice in this auditorium and listen to me by internet, you will be the strongest people that walk the face of this earth. You heard what I said? You will be the strongest people that walk the face of this earth, because you know how to operate. You know how to function. Stop worrying. Sit down. Stop worrying. I see worrying on some of y'all face. Stop worrying about your problem. I'm giving you the solution. Baby, God got it. And he wants you to have it.
Yes, sir.
This thing is over, brother. It's over. Defeat for me is over. I don't want you being concerned about your last mistake. Because we made a lot of mistakes because Satan caught us on the outside. But I'm telling you how not to let him catch you again. If you listen to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You will not be caught broke again.
Hallelujah.
You will not be caught sick again. If you listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
all worry, all fear, all doubt, all insecurity, all stress, all anxiety comes from the outside. Yeah, because see, demons
yes, sir.
And satanic forces yes, sir. Can put pressure right. on you right. from
yes, sir.
God. But they cannot put pressure on you from where? What? Preach up in here. Preach up in here. It's over. The old cry baby story is over. I know who I am. I know what I'm working with. And I know where I'm working from. And I don't care how low you are this morning, the lower you are, the faster you're going to come up. All right, turn to 1 Corinthians now. I have to did. 1 Corinthians 15. Now, what's going to be revealed to us now, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep this place, the roof on this place. I've read through this and read through this, and all of a sudden, in my meditation, the Lord revealed this to me. Let me see how can I say it to you. You know, because I know about our I am-ness, and I know Paul said, I know whose I am. But this verse we're about to read will connect you with I am that I am. Now, I know God said that, you know, but then he made it a way that you and I can live from the I am that I am principle. That it belonged to us. Why is that? When you're functioning right from the inside, you cannot fail. Because if you can fail, that means God can fail. How many of y'all know God can't fail? So, knowing where I am to work from as a believer, and knowing what I'm working with as a believer, I cannot ever be stopped again. What I see in the word of God belong to me, and you don't have to give it to me, I'll take it. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violence what? Take it by what? Force. That's why you're not a beggar. You wears, you got to catch my word good. You wearing all the time a breakthrough anointing. Matter of fact, you listening at your police. I see that police. That police like this, yeah, boy. I want you to listen, dear. I want to invite you to come to some service here, too. You wearing within yourself a broken through anointing. Yeah, the breakthroughs come from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
But we who knows our stuff, we already know we through.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all robbed me. He robbed me on that one. I just got that on the spot. You already through. What you about to see is amazing. I haven't got to my fourth point yet. My secretary, she can tell you. And they're powerful. They're real powerful. It's going to take us some months to get through this. See, can you take this? Any problem you dealing with, y'all look at me and listen. They are already solved. The reason they still look like a problem, you're looking at them from the outside. As soon as you go on the inside, you're going to see the solution. Matter of fact, guess what the Spirit of God, you're not going to see the solution. You're going to be the solution. You're the solution to your own problem. Matter of fact, you've been the problem. Any problem you let stay, you the problem. Any sickness you let stay, you the sickness. Any limitation you let stay, you the limitation. Because you're operating from the wrong position. Religion must die and revelation must rise. Yeah, I tell them, Lord, every restriction been moved from your blessing. God Almighty. Ooh, Jesus, you heard that? Every restriction has been moved from your blessing. Meet me down that round. I'm a father with that. Meet me down that round. There's a message I'm going to preach down that round I never preached before. Meet me down there. A church in the Hope of Glory, not a large, large church, so you better try to get there. We got her upstairs, though. Now, sit down, because I want you to hear this, because I'm going to close with this. I want you to hear this, though. You got to leave here with this. Visitors and all. Everybody I'm talking to, everybody who's a Christian, everybody who's not a Christian can become a Christian. But I'm telling you, the children of God, if you depress. And they tried me, too. Oh, yeah, come on, my boy. I said, where you going? You must, talk to her. You must be in a misaddress, yeah. I heard a man say this, and we so religious, you got to talk to your feeling. Feeling you're not going to be down today. They ain't going to be a good day. You're going to be up feeling. I feel good. Like a Christian should. Well, we can't just let Jan Brown talk about sugar and spice. Got to have some sugar and spice up in this house. We let the world take all of our stuff. They're happy, dancing. We haven't been talking, Lord, help me. What? Lord said, get up from there and dance. They got your dance. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel good, like I know I should. So good. My God, that's our stuff, man. Who can be more happier than a person who got Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God living, the word of God living on the inside of me, the spirit of Christ inside of me, the hope of glory inside of me. So good.
So good. So good.
Many glad you're here this morning. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. I'm glad I'm here because all struggles in this house, your house, are over. All you need in a house is one person who know how to operate from within. You don't need the whole house, just one person that knows how to operate from within. And listen to me. Let me talk to you before I read this scripture. There's nothing wrong with being happy. There's nothing wrong with feeling good. There's nothing wrong with being joyous. You don't have to be sad to prove nothing to God. Because God, matter of fact, God said, I'm leaving out of here. I'm going to Leroy's house. Some of y'all are young. Y'all never saw Jan Brown dance, right? Huh? Huh? That was our dance. We supposed to be scooting across the floor. But we so religious, you know. We want to sing, Amazing Grace. How sweet. All frowned up, you know. Sit down, let me get this revelation. What I'm going to do in these last 5 or 10 minutes is bring you into a conversion of the I am that I am grace. The reason that the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh, because see, Pharaoh thought he was somebody. And he thought he was in control, just like your problem. Before you got here this morning, your problem was acting like Pharaoh. But the next few minutes, Pharaoh going down. Because what God was saying to Moses, you got to know who you're working with, and you have to know what you're working with. So don't let Pharaoh's army, don't let his strength and all the stuff he's saying bother you. When I get ready, I'm going to wipe Pharaoh out. And I'm telling you this morning, God is ready to wipe all your Pharaohs out. Everything that's been against you, everything that's been holding you back, the next few moments, God's going to wipe all your Pharaohs out. Pharaoh was wiped out before Moses got to him. Your problems can feel when you're spiritually strong. I'm going to use a word that the church don't use now. I'm going to use a word. I want you to write down. Sit down. What y'all stand up for? Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to use a word. Inner consciousness. Write it down. Inner consciousness. You have to stay conscious. We've been unconscious. Every time you think you're defeated, you're unconscious of who you are. You're unconscious about whose you are. You're unconscious about this book. If you're unhappy, You're unconscious. Physically, a person knock you out. You're unconscious. You look like you're dead. Same way. In the spirit. Unconsciously, you're dry bone. In Nevada, you need to hear a word from the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See? If you're broke, you're unconscious. You're sad.
Yes, sir.
You're unconscious.
Yes, sir.
If you're mad, angry, you're unconscious. Your mind regulates your soul. Your mind regulates your will. Your imagination. Watch it, watch it. Your memory. All of these are elements of your soul. And your soul cannot connect to your spirit. Therefore, the conditioning cannot be changed on the outside. You don't have a spirit problem. You have a soul problem. When he's talking about renewing your mind, he's talking about renewing your soul, renewing your will, renewing your imagination, renewing your memory, renewing your conscience. That your conscience can bear witness with who? The Holy Ghost. What is 964? Wait, what there is that? 964 seats on the main floor here. 926. And the back will be full too? Huh?
Yes,
if I get some conscious Christian out here, they'd be full within the next 2 months. Because what happened when you're operating in consciousness, your life going to change so much that people are going to start asking you, what in the world you taking? And you could be to tell them, I'm taking an apostle. I'm taking Jesus an apostle.
Yes, sir.
That's a new drink.
Yes, sir.
The apostolic church.
Yes,
nothing wrong with saying the apostolic church, no.
Yes,
Acts, the book of Acts,
yes,
was an apostolic church.
Yes,
sir. Now, ready?
Yes,
get set for this change. Verse 10, 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Whew, I hope you see this. The first statement. Well, you heard that before. Exodus 3:14. Go back to Exodus 3:14. And put your finger there. Go back to Exodus 3:14. Going to deal with Pharaoh. Pharaoh think he bad.
Yeah.
Just like David dealt with Goliath.
Right.
Just like Joshua dealt with the wall of Jericho.
Yes,
just like the three Hebrew boys dealt with the fire.
Yeah.
Just like Daniel dealt with the lion.
Yeah.
And God said to Moses, now what he said?
I am.
That's what he said?
Yes,
go back to your text. Go back. Now the word changed there.
Yeah.
See.
Right.
Debt.
Yeah.
Debt turned to what?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it.
No, how can I say this? I'm what debt is.
Right.
So it's actually saying the same thing, I am that I am. But something made me like that.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
Watch what I say. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. In other words, I am that I am lives in me. He made me what he is. So as I live from the inside, life don't just see me. These interior forces make me walk like a God, talk like a God, act like a God, live like a God. This world system is a Pharaoh.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Come on,
and it will make you a slave to its level. It want to walk on you because you're a Christian. So it want you to believe that all the good stuff belong to them. Oh, my God. But when you learn your rights, how to function from the inside, you gonna show this system who's in charge. There's another system in town. I said there's another system in town. A system that take authority over every system. How many see it? Well, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God. Let me shoot two or three more things at you right quick. You want to write? Sit down a minute. 5 minute overtime today. That means I got 7 more minutes. And then I got a right to add 10 more if I want. This is really not Mother's Day, this is Father's Day. Come on, put your hand up. Come on, don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on, put your hand up. You know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Now, write these notes down. Becoming conscious of the inner secret of your I am-ness. Becoming conscious of it. Here's what it will do for you. When you become conscious of the inner secret of your I am-ness, here's what it will do for you. It'll escort you into the living realm. It will escort you into the living realm of I am that I am. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, I just told you, y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
There's a grace for this revelation of realization. Come on, look at that now. Look at it real close. There's a grace for this revelation of this realization of I am what I am. Acts 17:28, you may live by these interior forces by understanding your being.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Dad.
You may live by these interior forces.
Yes, sir.
All right, the next statement I'll make to you. You still listening?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This conviction of I am that I am is really a conscious certainty that the ills identified with that ultimate present power.
Wow.
Now you really want to leave right now before I read the next one if you don't want to win. Get up and start running. But it brings a sense of eternal evidence of invincibility, of certainty, of security, removing fear, doubt, distrust, and defeat.
I received that position.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
The next one I have to explain it because most of the body of Christ's souls are asleep. The next one, I want you to understand it. The soul is never awakened from a troubled sleep. Any trouble you've been dealing with has been in your soul. Mm-hmm. If you awake your soul,
that's it.
You're going to win.
Amen.
That's it.
You must begin to live less and less in your me consciousness. And more and more in the I am consciousness.
Yes, sir.
That's a good one, Dad.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now, the three words, there are three words in the next statement, bear teaching over and over again, but I'm going to give them to you these few minutes. I'm going to give them to you. Coming into the identity with reality. Everybody say reality.
Reality.
Which enters into the recognition, realization, and manifestation of that something within. Coming into the identity with reality, which enters into the recognition, realization, and manifestation of that something within. Now, when you come to that point right there, see that point right there? Everything on the outside will obey you. Better look at it again. That's saying more than you've seen. When you come to that realization, that identity of that something within, everything on the outside will have to obey you. Here's the format. Here's the format. You have to move from I to I am, then move to I am that, I am connection. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Let me get this last one. I want to give you this last one here. What is this all about? Here's what it's all about. When you see this last one, this is what God trying to bring to his children now, apostolically. Give me the last one now, the last one on that. This is a spiritual class,
yes, sir,
of courage, confidence, and boldness. It is a spiritual class of creation, manifestation, and demonstration. I cannot emphasize to you enough to understand what the Lord has revealed to you and I this day. I can't say it no better than this. When you start living from within, and you start recognizing and realizing those interior forces that is in you, in Christ, and in the kingdom that live on the inside of you, you're going to end up with courage, confidence, and boldness. Look what it says. It is a spiritual class of creation. Stand on your feet. Good, you're still writing. You're writing that stuff. That girl's still writing. It's writing. That's right. That's right. It's worth writing. It's worth writing. And it's worth not putting on your dresser. It's worth going over and listen again and hear it again. Whether you know it or not, your life has been changed today. You've heard teachings on somewhat, but there are some in-depth that the Spirit took us this morning. There are some giants on the inside of you. There are some giants for living on the inside of you. Let me get up here where I can look at all y'all. Giants for living on the inside of you that thought come to me. From this day forward, you will be walking on money. And from this day forward, money will never walk on you again. You understand that language? You money master. And money is not your master. Money don't have authority over you. I have authority over money. So money, start walking this way. I command you now. In Jesus' name. By being an apostle of finance, I can't forget about teaching you this. I saw myself when I saw walking on money. I said, the body of Christ got to walk on money. Money is not important as you are. Outside of God, you can have anything. Who need to come to the altar today? Who God's speaking to about being a part of this church? Come on now. Or you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or you need Jesus Christ in your life. Or you need to rededicate your life. Just pray a little something. I'll give them a little time to come. Come this way. I want to pray with you and pray for you. You heard the word. I can't make you come. You have to hear what the Lord said to you. Come this way. Who God's speaking to? Check the people around you. Make sure they don't need no help. Help them if they need help. Bring them this way. I want to pray for them. You're not here by accident. The Lord sent you here. Come this way. Just come this way. Come this way. There they come. Amen. Come this way. I'm looking both ways. Come this way. God talking to you, I want you to move. This is a moment in your life. God want to do some things in your life. God want to help you. Let God help you. Let him help you. He want to help you. He want to train you. He want to develop you. He wants you to see some things. Where are you? Who God talking to? Beside this young lady here, who else God talking to in here? Come this way, please. No condemnation. Just the love of God reaching out for you. Leave your seat. Leave in boldness, courage, confident. I'm going to do something for myself today. I'm breaking out. My. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Lift your hand, young lady. Lift your hand to help her. Father, I thank you for this young lady. She heard, I guess, one of the most powerful messages you ever brought to this ministry today. May it live in her the rest of her days. May she know you in a personal way. And may she know how to live by your spirit. I bless her today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with him. He's going to give you some information. My goodness. The message God is trusting us with now in the I Am-ness, I need about four of y'all to tell me something that you heard today. And then we'll go with the offering and then we'll be gone. Put your hand up if you got something. I want to hear it. Okay, so, Ron. She's coming. Hold up. She's coming. Oh, you need to see me? All right. Hold up, Ron. Keep playing, son, when I'm doing this. Yes, amen. All right. Take her to John. She won't be filled with the Holy Ghost. You're a Christian already, right? Oh, that's good, Doc. Take her. Watch your step, baby. Take it. Go with it. You go with it. Come on, let's rejoice. I think Doc said when she heard me pray, you don't know what that is. And then she was able to explain to her, now she's going to get it. Remember I was up there and I prayed in the Holy Ghost a little bit? Yeah. I try not to because I know people sometimes get scared. They don't know what it is. But sometimes I just let her rip. Now, what I was about to talk about for? Who I was talking to? Ronnie, yeah, go ahead.
As I live from the inside, just don't see me.
Give him the mic. Yeah, say it.
As I live from the inside, he just don't see me. He see I am this.
Hallelujah.
And you hand over there. Get that hand over there. Go ahead. Come over the mic, baby. Come on, because I'm putting this on record.
God has given us a revelation.
She got a mic? Hold your hand up so he can find you. Got two of them boys running around here, look just like each other. I don't know what one running. What.
God has given us grace to walk in this revelation of the I am.
God has given us grace to walk in the revelation of the I am. There's a lady with a head on over there. Nobody, y'all, on this side, anybody heard?
Faith doesn't care how it look on the outside. Faith knows that any moment is going to change.
Yeah, get Troop over there. Look at Troop over there. Look. There's Troop on you, no mic. He on. Put them glasses on, Troop. Man, we're about the same age. Put them glasses on. Go ahead, man.
We win from the inside.
Put the mic up. Wait.
We win from the inside.
Win from the inside. All right, so come on over here, man with the black suit on. Hey, y'all ready to go this morning now.
Grace puts me in the same space as God.
Grace put me in the same space as God. There's a lady hand right next to her, right here. I know that's over four. Go ahead.
If I still have a problem, I'm the problem.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, some of them wish you wouldn't have spoken. Don't remind me that I'm my own problem. Get the man right there. Let's go right down the line. Get both of them and we're going to quit. We'll get you next Sunday.
In him I live, I move, I have my being.
Yes, sir.
I am, yet not I, but it's him that live within. As I abide, as I stay, it shall be done.
Yes, sir. Get Coach over there and then we'll wrap it up.
Grace gives us the divine ability to act like God.
Grace gives us the divine ability. Come on, lift your hand and praise God. My God, hallelujah. All right, you may be seated and don't sow like a coward. Sowing is the very thing. I got a lot of proof. I'm not the only one. I got a lot of proof around the world. I got a lot of people operating in big money around the world, and I give them impartations and revelation that God given me to keep them rolling. And sometimes I just say a word or a sentence. And I'm speaking over your finances this morning. We got to get this thing behind us, man. Right? Who in agreement? We got to get this financial stuff behind us. We got a whole lot of other stuff to do, and it takes money to do it, because what we're doing is in this system, right? Amen. You need an envelope for your giving? Lift your hand. You need to look at the scripture again. You got one scripture in the book of Acts says, more blessed to give than receive. I know why. Because the giving causes the receiving. And when we're going to get to the point where we're on the other end of this verse, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure. Press down. How many of y'all ready for the good measure? Press down. Shaking together. Running over. Well, believe it. Say it. See what I'm saying? It's there. I can promise you.
Walking on money seed.
All right. It's there. I'm telling you. The money is always there. Say it.
The money is always there.
whatever I desire, whatever I dream of, the money is always there. Wow. Wow. You got it? You got it? The money is always there. Matter of fact, you who are part of this church, lift your hand, you're part of this church. Money looking for you. You heard what I said? The money looking for you, because this is a central part of our vision. So when somebody say, you say, what church is? They say, what is light? They say, money. We say, that's the money church. That's okay. I'll take that rap. Thank you. It's better than saying that's that broke church. That's that holy church and suffering, because it's not holy to be broke. Don't be hating on me because I'm telling you the truth. Huh. Don't be number no, huh? You ain't saying no, huh, last time you're crying over that bill. You better try and listen to what I'm saying here this morning to get you free. Everybody got an envelope who wanted one? All right. Let's do this. Stand on your feet then. Father, from our inner wealth, we enter into the wealth that you want us to operate with in this system on your behalf. We lift our tithes and our offering, our seeds of faith, expecting the wealth on the inside to come on the outside. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you seen the usher going to serve you? We're doing good. That's a happy song? Yay, I'm happy, man. Happy. Like a house without a roof. Huh? Community? This second Sunday? I know that time passed, boy. Truth, I don't have a communion Sunday. Sometimes they got to remind me, I don't have a communion Sunday. It's 7 days a week with me. So y'all got to excuse that. Father, we thank you for this bread and this wine. We read in your word what it represents. It represents the price, the blood that was paid for our redemption, and the body that was shed for our weaknesses and infirmities, that we might be strong, saved and strong. As we partake as a family today, may we become one as Christ is one with you. May any healing that need to be any type of healing that need to take place today, let it take place. Let manifestation come forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Go forward, gentlemen. Go forward. No, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it out of that. Bring me one of those trays here. I'm gonna take. Thank you, sir. I don't know. I think they're looking for you. You got. Trina, that's your name, right? Trent, how are you pronouncing name? Trina? In the yellow. What'd you say? Treva. My wife been looking. My wife said, where's Treva? Where's Dad's Treva? I told her you were here. Treva, that's her name. Right. Israel, right. He said, why you don't know my name? I know yours. There's some I'm talking to somebody. I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to some of y'all. Oh, you don't know my name. I know yours. Well, quite naturally, you know mine. Just give me your name. Don't be asking me all the questions. Talking about who am I? Don't you know who you are? When I walk up to you, just give me your name. You don't have to be guessing about what your name is. One woman told me, said, I know you know me. She said, no, ma'am, I don't know you. Then I think she got a little hot. She wasn't a member of this church, though. Back from the old school, you know, I forgot from the name, man. My name all up on a bulletin board and bold. I guess you know me. You gotta stop letting them people play tricks on you. They make you feel bad, you know. You don't even know my name. No, I know your face. Amen. Tell me when, Mac. Where, Mac? Mac here, right. I was praying for the 12 yesterday. My wife and I were sitting on the porch. She was calling the name out. And we were praying for the 12. We got 12 leaders in here. Call them Master Bearer. What do we call them? Yeah. Not one iota of trouble. Mac been here all them years. You don't even know Mac here. Mac never give any problem. And Mac's wife is a member of another church. But he been coming here for years. Because he found out where God sent him. But he never give no problem. Quiet. He do exactly what you tell him to do. That's why he's still living and strong. That's why I read John Brown here. I'm telling you right now, Ray is not 60. Tell you right now, if that's what you're thinking. I You see me looking around like that? I want to know who up in here. I want to see faces. I want to see. I always look. When you see me come out, I look over, I turn around, look. I want to see who's who. You ready, Mac? Now we're going to take communion a little different today. Lift the bread. Because of the blood of Jesus, I am that I am. I drank this cup because on the inside, I am that I am. Now we're going to Hope of Glory in Gretna, Louisiana. My son, Dr. Ron Walker, we always have a good meeting there. I'll be there Thursday night, Friday morning, and Friday night, preaching three messages that you never heard before. So pray about it. Don't pray about it. Just do what you're supposed to do. Stop bothering the Lord with something you already know. Stand on your feet. I have an announcement, son. That's it? Again, you mothers, have a great day. Lift your hand. Father, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost walk with everyone under the sound of my voice this day and the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Go in peace. Go in joy. Go in victory.